שנכנס אלול, הכותב אגרת לחברו צריך לרמוז בתחילתה שמבקש עליו שיזכה להיכתב ולהיחתם לשנה טובה. This is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Pe Aleph. Kafahayim brings it down as well in Sif Katan Yud Chet, that when a person greets his friend in a letter, so they should preface the letter with the heading the Shana Tova Tikatev V'Tihatem. That's the proper salutation that you're supposed to give one another in Elul when you're sending correspondence to one another. V'yesh shekotvim besof ha'egeret kuhat. Some have the custom that at the end of the letter they write the letters chaf, vav, chet with italics, and then the letter tet, which would stand for ketiva v'hatima tova. The halakha for us would be that many people have standard emails, and they have their signature on the email that's set already on the phone, or when they send it, it has their name and it has, you know, their phone number and their address, maybe from the company and so on and so forth. Would be proper that a person should add to that sign off ketiba hatima tova, or l'shana tova tikatev v'tihatem, or the letters kuhat, just in order to fulfill this halakha, or to put a standard text in the beginning of one's correspondence, in order that when he sends text, let's say, to different people, especially sending to Yehudim throughout the day, so at least he can fulfill this mitzvah of blessing one another with a shana tova borechet. Last halakha of today is אנשי מעשה נוהגים לבדוק בחודש זה התפילין והמזוזות. So the people do have a custom during this time of the year to check the תפילין והמזוזות, ועל כל פנים יראה שיבדוק המזוזות כדינם פעמיים בשבע שנים. No, there's no obligation. There's only an obligation to check the mezuzot twice within 7 years. Way to remember that would be a very simple way that we've said many times, that one should check his mezuzot every leap year. Anytime there's an Adar Sheni, that should be the year he checks his mezuzot. If you follow that system, you'll always be twice within 7 years checking the mezuzot. Finally, the halakha says, מיום חפה באלול שהם כנגד זין ימי בראשית נזרים להרבות בזכויות, ויש מביאים כל יום פרי חדש בפירות העונה כדי לברך שחיינו. So Acham ben Sion wrote that starting from the 25th day of Elul, which is next week, which is already the commemoration of when the world was created, not Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is Rosh Hashanah. 25th day is Biriyat HaOlam. So the custom is during those days to do extra zikuyot, and some have the custom to make shehayanu every day if they're able to find a new fruit that's seasonal to make the special berakah.